tell me what you wanna do. Love how you squeeze me tight, making tonight the night. Anything you wanna do. Tell me if you want me.
Anything you want to do. That's the Campbells on Wild Coast Radio. Before that, Jared Ricketts thinking about an OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Dreamin'. It's 7 o'clock, it's news time. In your top stories, more SANDF troops are set to return home. Oxfam slams poor government relief for flood victims in the Eastern Cape. And South Africa is closer to being removed from the grey list. The fifth group of South African soldiers from the Democratic Republic of Congo will arrive in the country tomorrow. South African soldiers returning from their peacekeeping missions in the country. The fourth group of more than 200 soldiers arrived in Bloemfontein yesterday. The last group of South African soldiers from the DRC is expected to arrive on Wednesday next week. The Secretary General of the EFF, Marshall Dlamini, will today visit families of people who died in a road accident in KwaZulu-Natal. 10 supporters of the party were killed when their bus collided with a truck on the R34 in Vryheid. Others were seriously injured, while others were slightly injured. Dlamini will also visit those who were hospitalized. The cause of the accident is still under investigation. The Western Cape High Court has sentenced two members of the Fast Guns gang group to life imprisonment for the 2019 murder of a 5-year-old child in Lavender Hill. The child was killed while shielding his 2-year-old brother from bullets. The court proved that 34-year-old Carlo Hofmeister and 30-year-old Chadwin Isaacs entered the children's home in pursuit of a 22-year-old man. They killed the child and left the man injured. The National Prosecuting Authority has welcomed the sentence. Oxfam South Africa says government help for flood victims in the Eastern Cape is falling short. Oxfam's interim executive, Nkeko Chauki, says people are sleeping on cold floors without blankets or food. She told Newsroom Africa that some flood victims were moved to a lodge but were kicked out due to unpaid bills. Chauki says donated items, including blankets, are being locked away instead of being given to those in need. She says government services are not only provided to people when high-level officials visit community centres. The Financial Action Task Force will conduct on-site visits to South Africa soon. The task force has to conduct a visit before it considers a decision to remove South Africa from its grey list. South Africa was grey-listed in 2023 due to deficiencies in its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing regime. The country has since made progress in completing the requirements and the required action items on the action plan. The action was adopted when the country was grey-listed. Looking at international news, Israeli troops have killed 59 more people in an attack in Gaza. Reuters reports that a tank fired into a crowd trying to get aid from trucks yesterday. A video of the incident has since been widely shared on social media. Medics say 221 more people were injured and at least 20 of them in critical condition. The Israeli army says it is investigating the incident. And looking at sports news, New Zealand's skipper Sophie Devine has announced she will retire from one-day internationals following the Women's World Cup later this year. The 35-year-old has 152 ODI caps and led the White Ferns to T20 World Cup glory last year. Devine says, who was previously stepped back for medical health reasons, will continue to be available for T20 internationals. The upcoming World Cup, scheduled between September and November, will be held across India and Sri Lanka. Financials, gold selling at $3,387.98 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $76.72, $1 US dollar, 17 rand 98, the British pound, R24.17, and the euro, R20.68. A bitcoin is currently $105,213.16. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on, having another look at the weather, finding out how your day starts according to the Weather Service as supplied. And we start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings for today, a yellow level 1 for damaging winds and waves, resulting in difficulty in navigation of small vessels and vessels taking on water and dragging anchor, as well as localized disruption to beachfront activities, and this expected along the coast between Plettenberg Bay and East London.